From the shining cloud, the Father's voice is heard. This is my beloved Son, hear him. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus took Peter, John, and James and went up the mountain to pray. While he was praying, his face changed in appearance, and his clothing became dazzling white. And behold, two men were conversing with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his exodus that he was going to accomplish in Jerusalem. Peter and his companions had been overcome by sleep, but becoming fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men standing with him. As they were about to part from him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." But he didn't know what he was saying. While he was still speaking, a cloud came and cast a shadow over them, and they became frightened when entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my chosen Son, listen to him." After the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. They fell silent and did not at that time tell anyone what they had seen. Gospel of the Lord. This is a brief experience of the appearance Jesus with Moses and Elijah in glory. That's why Peter and his friends amazingly tell Jesus, "So good that we could stay with you. We feel pretense so they can stay with them forever." But Jesus just let them know they have to follow him down the hill and walk towards Jerusalem, where he will be persecuted and died. But Jesus is with them. Even all the time, the disciples, well, amid all the crosses, they never lose hope. Jesus promised, "I will be with you until the end of the world." Today also, at times we're carrying our own cross, but still Jesus there. All the crosses, this means we are following Christ, his footsteps. But Jesus is with us. Important, we keep our peace with one another. When we have mutual love, there's a presence of Jesus. He promised that two or three united in his name, he'll be in our midst. When we have Jesus, and there's a time, we experience paradise. Not always easy. But Jesus just invites us on a daily basis. Don't worry too much about tomorrow. Just day by day, ask Jesus to give us this grace to live every present moment, to love, to serve, to forgive, and give a helping hand. Never seek any reward on earth, just to give. And if Jesus on earth, tell Jesus we trust in him. Tell Jesus we love him. We want to follow him every present moment. Whatever difficulties, whatever taste of peace, tell Jesus, we trust you. Jesus, we love you. Jesus, we follow you. Give us a helping hand.